Our film reviewer, Bob Mondello, doesn't usually like what he sees in February. The studios know that highbrow moviegoers are busy watching Oscar nominees this month, so they tend to release fluff for the rest of us. But Mondello has found one memorable picture, the British comedy Lawless Heart.
Funerals are always a little awkward, especially when the attendees don't know each other very well. Take Stewart's. In one corner, sophisticated friends from London are consoling his lover, Nick. In another, an overgrown flower child named Tim is declaring himself ready to party. And in third, a brother-in-law farmer named Dan is sitting not with Stewart's grieving sister, but with an attractive stranger.
You look tired.
Well, I didn't sleep much last night.
Because of the funeral?
No. I never sleep much.
Perhaps you're anxious.
I don't think so.
Depressed.
How would I know?
How would you know?
Well, I've often wondered if I'm depressed.
Because you've never been happy?
Well, maybe. I'm just not sure what people mean by the word.
Happy?
No, depressed.
Dan's story is one of three that get pursued in Lawless Heart, each happening at and around the funeral, but told separately. Writer-directors Neil Hunter and Tom Hunslinger rewind the story twice, back to the wake where everyone's together, and then forward to see what happens to different out-of-control hearts. In Tim's case, his flower child heart leads him to stage an elaborate party to impress a girl he's just met.
I've just got over a serious relationship.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
And I don't want to get into another one. You know, I just thought it was time I had some fun.
Well, I'm on for fun. What do you mean by fun?
The aftermath of Tim's party works out differently for Nick, whose grieving for his lover is complicated by a leftover house guest.
There's your tea. I'll get you a cab.
Am I annoying you?
No. It's just, you know.
I think I might stay, because you're being so nice.
What you don't realize at first is how well you're getting to know the characters as the film doubles back on itself, visiting the same scene from different angles and revealing that, for instance, there was someone hiding behind a couch during what you'd thought was a private conversation. Folks who start out obnoxious become intriguingly complex, ones who seem sophisticated get brought down a peg, and you end up happily revising almost all your first impressions, which makes Lawless Heart a wonderfully pleasing puzzle to sort out, and also a lot like life. I'm Bob Mondello.